Octavo, Day 31. Discuss any new musical discoveries you have made throughout Octavo 14. I suppose in a way I haven't really found that new discoveries, but I've found that listening to Octavo yet again, as in previous ones, is being reminded of what other generations like to listen to. You know, in my case, most people, if not all, are younger than me, so listening to people talk about or play the music that they like who are in their 30s and 40s or possibly 50s, some in their 20s. And it's just amazing, the diversity. But of course, that's to be expected because we all have our own generations and our favourite eras of music. As you know, mine's is the 60s in particular, but also the early 70s. And then you have those who bridge that particular era from the early 70s to possibly into the 80s, etc., etc. So it's not that I've found anything new as such. It's just the enjoyment of hearing what other people listen to and think, well, you know, and it's not that everything is, to me, is not listenable. Everything that I've heard is entirely been listenable. Some is, in particular, genres I don't really like so much. I have to say that, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that there's a great tie-in with people of certain generations. I'd say those in their 30s and 40s, because they were their favourite era probably would be much the same as mine's in your teens, in your early 20s. And so they've carried that forward. So everybody tends to do that, I think. You know, where I carry the 60s and 70s for me as the favourite period of music for me, then you find that the generations after me are listening to the stuff that they thoroughly enjoyed when they were younger, if you know what I mean. Does that make any sense? I don't know. It's been great, October 14, once again. It's been absolutely wonderful. Obviously, some missing voices on October. Most of us know who those are, and it's been a shame that we've missed out on those. I had intended to play some music along with this, and then I thought, well, what would the play? So I just thought I'd just leave it as my backing track. to be honest with you, you know, Octavo, no matter which year it is, Octavo is a fantastic music festival, or music month, whatever you want to call it. And no matter what people play, it's enjoying the fact, to me anyway, it's enjoying the fact that what you're listening to is what those people in your community are listening to and what they enjoy in life, no matter what it is, in music that is, of course. And that's more than half the fun. It's not just about the travel. It's like saying, well, oh, I didn't know that that he or she enjoyed that kind of music. You find these things out. And it's, to me, it's more about finding out about other people than finding new musical discoveries. Of course, I have heard many tracks that I haven't heard before. I hadn't heard in October 2013. And that's to be expected because the topics are slightly different and then different people are coming in. And then we all try to change a wee bit as we go along and not repeat some of the music we played the year previous. So that's probably about the biggest discovery, is finding the new stuff that people are playing and are listening to. So I haven't picked one thing out that says, you know, bang, that's something I did find, if I was honest, and say that I did come across, because of some of the searching I was doing, I did come across hip hop jazz. Yeah, and I do love a bit of jazz, I really do. And I've actually found, and but this has nothing to do with Octavo, I've found a new jazz genius from way back, I'll do something with that later on. But because of some of my searching earlier, I came across two or three tracks of hip-hop jazz, and I thought, you know, that's actually quite good. I could listen to that regular. But then again, that's the way it goes with me, because even this morning, I was listening to something. I was listening to Classic FM, and I heard something, and I thought, you know, that's really good. So I had a wee look on the Google box, as they say, and delved in. I thought, oh, why have I been missing out on this music? It's so damn good. And that's how I go. So actually, almost every day for me is a discovery of music, if I get the chance, it is. But anyway, October 14. Rather than say what I've found as a musical discoveries, I'd rather say that once again it's been a great month for music, and it's been great for everyone that's taken part, and just to have all that in your ears for a solid month is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So that's me. I'm not going to say any more about it. It's gone now. In fact, it's well gone. This is the 6th, and I'm just doing the last day. maybe that says something about it. Anyway, it's been brilliant, and I'm looking forward to 2015 October already. But then there's a few things in between now and then. Okay, bye for now.